Coach Jeff Tesh joining us now here on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Jeff, that is about the worst start you could ever imagine. To think that you guys and your defense pitched a shutout after that, it's pretty remarkable.
It is. Very frustrating day. Some ways, very proud of the guys on how we battled and competed, and really at the end still trying to win the game with all that adversity. And then bottom line is we didn't play well enough to win, and can't get behind, and then you can't have all those, you know, special team problems, and then we didn't play very well offensively all day either. So give Duluth a lot of credit and a lot of give them some credit for guts on all the fakes they called, and didn't play well enough to win.
Well, and in games against Duluth, it's usually pretty high scoring, but today a good defensive battle. They did really well shutting you guys down offensively, less than 200 yards, and you just couldn't get that running game going.
Couldn't. They did a good job, and I don't know, we didn't have the ball very much either. And disappointing day with the offense and the special teams.
Okay, the first fake punt happens. Second one happens. What the heck happened on that third one? Because it looked like he was just hiding over here, sandlot football.
Well, and the part that's, you know, frustrating, we, after the first one, we were in a safe formation just waiting for fakes, and we still didn't execute them. So that's the disappointing part. It wasn't like we were going after the punt and they gambled. It's, we were standing there just waiting for them to fake, and they didn't. We still didn't stop them. So that's, like I say, that those things are disappointing.
Well, pretty gutsy call, though. I mean, you don't see many fake punts when you're, you know, the punter's standing in the end zone, practically.
Well, they did it a year ago, and we were calling it out and yelling it out. And so we went in a safe defense, and one of our kids just didn't do his contain like he's supposed to in a safe defense, and they were smart and ran it. So not very good on our part.
Those plays didn't kill you. They just extended drives, really, for Duluth. They didn't lead to any points, but that really lended to the time of possession battle.
Yeah, and then we just didn't get the ball back and chance to figure them out and do anything offensively. So, there you go.
As a group of linebackers, they played pretty darn well today, didn't they?
Theirs or ours?
Yours.
They did. Defense played again well enough to win for us, as they have all year long, and they gave us a chance right down there till the end of the game, and we couldn't get her done. So.
Well, your team's shown a lot of adversity with losing three, coming back to win six straight. Obviously disappointing to lose this one, but you still have a shot at the North Championship if you can beat Northern next week. So you got yourself in position, not where you wanted to go after this, but still got a chance to finish strong and win the North.
We do, and we got a lot to play for, and that's what I told them, and we could have kind of controlled our own destiny going in there the last game, but now it's your backs are against the wall, and maybe that's when these kids play their best.
You guys have been in some crazy games at Northern over the years. High scoring affairs, ones where kick returns for touchdowns to win it. Game's never over there until it hits zero, correct?
It isn't. We haven't played very well there in the last few years, and those are those teams, and this team's different, and we're going to have to go down there and obviously play better than we did today, though.
See you next week.
Thanks.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers, with us in the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.